Imagine waking up each morning feeling profoundly peaceful, energized, and confident. For thousands who've embraced nervous system regulation, this isn't fantasy, but daily reality. At the core of countless chronic health issues, from anxiety to autoimmune disorders, lies a common root, a dysregulated nervous system. This revolutionary framework addresses underlying causes rather than merely managing symptoms, offering hope to those trapped in endless cycles of temporary relief followed by returning health problems. The nervous system, with its billions of interconnected nerves and cells, serves as your body's master communication network, constantly sending and receiving signals that determine how every system responds to different situations. When functioning optimally, your nervous system demonstrates remarkable flexibility, like a fern that bends under pressure but quickly recovers its shape when the pressure releases. It handles acute stressors, a car suddenly braking, chronic stressors, ongoing work deadlines, emotional challenges, relationship conflicts, and physical threats, illness, or injury, by appropriately adjusting stress responses before returning to a relaxed baseline state. Our healthcare system excels at specialization, but frequently fails patients with complex, multi-system issues. When you visit different specialists for anxiety, digestive problems, and skin conditions, each treats their domain in isolation, prescribing medications without addressing the common thread connecting these seemingly unrelated symptoms. It's like pulling leaves off weeds without removing the roots. A dysregulated nervous system gets stuck in maladaptive patterns, either chronic activation, manifesting as anxiety, hypervigilance, insomnia, or shutdown, appearing as burnout, depression, fatigue, often cycling unpredictably between these states. This prevents essential repair processes during rest periods, creating cascading symptoms across multiple body systems. This dysregulation manifests through three interconnected components: emotional, overwhelming anxiety, emotional numbness, racing thoughts; sensory, heightened reactions to sounds, smells, lights; and physical, chronic pain, digestive issues, inflammation. Your unique symptom pattern provides crucial clues about your specific dysregulation profile and healing needs. Imagine your nervous system as an elevator moving between five distinct floors, each representing different states of alertness and energy. The blue state, lowest floor, represents deep rest and cellular regeneration, slow breathing, reduced heart rate, optimal healing conditions. The green state enables relaxed focus and flow, sharp attention with loose muscles and steady breathing. Yellow indicates cognitive overload, racing thoughts, and difficulty concentrating. Red triggers acute stress, elevated heart rate, shallow breathing, heightened vigilance. Purple induces emergency freeze, where non-essential functions essentially shut down. A regulated nervous system moves smoothly between these states as needed, like an elevator responding appropriately to different situations. This flexibility allows for a full spectrum of emotional experiences, from peaceful contentment to appropriate fear when facing genuine threats. Even in well-regulated systems, uncomfortable emotions naturally arise, but these responses remain proportional and temporary rather than becoming chronic states. Stress itself isn't harmful. Controlled exposure actually builds resilience through hormesis. Problems develop when you become trapped in heightened states without adequate recovery periods, leading to disruptions in cortisol production, oxidative balance, and inflammation regulation. Our culture often misinterprets sensitivity as weakness, encouraging people to toughen up rather than recognizing it as a trait with both challenges and gifts. From an evolutionary perspective, more sensitive organisms can identify potential opportunities and threats with greater accuracy and speed, like a gazelle spotting nutritious grass or responding faster to predator threats. The flower metaphor helps explain sensitivity levels. Highly sensitive people, 25 to 30% of the population, are like orchids, requiring nurturing environments to bloom. Less sensitive, more resilient people, 30%, are like dandelions, thriving in harsh conditions. And those with moderate sensitivity, 40%, are like tulips. Contrary to popular belief, higher sensitivity can be a tremendous advantage for healing. Highly sensitive individuals often demonstrate vantage sensitivity, responding more dramatically to positive interventions and supportive environments. By capitalizing on this trait, you can enjoy sensitivity's benefits, greater creativity, empathy, awareness, without becoming dysregulated. Many people struggle with healing because they jump between various approaches without a cohesive plan. The five-stage approach fills this void by breaking down nervous system regulation into manageable, sequential steps. Stage 1, awareness, focuses on developing moment-by-moment recognition of your thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations. Like the Buddhist yogi who bowed to his demons, you'll cultivate curiosity about uncomfortable feelings rather than avoiding them. Stage 2, regulation, helps release internal alarms and rebuild trust between you and your body through somatic, body-based practices that create safety. You'll develop emotional regulation skills, particularly around fear responses. Stage 3, restoration, addresses deeper wounds and patterns contributing to dysregulation, including attachment styles and dysfunctional coping strategies. You'll learn to respond more adaptively to various stressors without slipping back into dysregulation. Stage 4, connection, deepens your relationship with the world, including purpose, people, nature, and beauty. You'll shift from boundaryless empathy to genuine compassion while maintaining emotional control. Stage 5, expansion, transforms your relationship with stress, teaching you to use it as an ally rather than a threat. You'll learn to expand your nervous system's capacity through controlled exposure to beneficial stressors. Structure and predictability help your dysregulated nervous system feel safer and more relaxed. Four central areas deserve attention: sensory experiences, sleep patterns, nutrition, and environment. If you're highly sensitive, you may avoid certain sensory stimuli or seek soothing experiences. While strategically avoiding intense stimulation can prevent meltdowns, excessive avoidance becomes detrimental. Our bodies need moderate stress and stimulation to flourish. Experiment with various sensory inputs: movement, touch, smells, sounds, and sights to discover what helps regulate your system. Our bodies follow a 24-hour circadian rhythm crucial for nervous system regulation. Electric lighting has revolutionized productivity but disrupts these natural rhythms by allowing exposure to light after dusk. Even low artificial light can reduce melatonin, the sleep-triggering hormone, by up to 50%. Nutrition plays a vital role in regulation, especially for sensitive individuals. The gut-brain axis forms a critical two-way relationship between our digestive system and nervous system. Modern humans have experienced a dramatic reduction in gut microbiome diversity compared to our ancestors, an extinction event revealed through ancient DNA analysis. Your physical environment significantly impacts regulation. The more cluttered your space, the harder your nervous system must work to filter excess sensory input, keeping you stuck in heightened alertness rather than returning to calm. As you progress through the five stages, you move from managing symptoms to expanding your capacity for life. You'll develop resilience, not by avoiding struggle, but by activating your stress response effectively and recovering efficiently. The resilience attitude combines optimism for the future, confidence in your ability to cope, and viewing adversities as challenges rather than threats. Through practices like controlled exposure to beneficial stressors, high-intensity interval training, heat therapy, cold exposure, or intermittent fasting, you train your nervous system to handle more substantial challenges. Experiences of awe, that feeling of wonder when confronted with vastness, offer perhaps the most powerful pathway to nervous system expansion. As your system heals, you become not just healthier, but a beacon of resilience for others. Your sensitivity, once experienced as a burden, transforms into the gift it truly is, an instrument of connection that allows you to lead with empathy, nurture awareness in others, and foster unity in an increasingly fragmented world.